Sheriff resumes affair, wife and public in despair. It was only in 2020 that Sheriff Eric Flowers equates Lumen vows with a marriage where he solemnly states that he will carry out his duties and be committed to it as he is to his marriage. I solemnly swear or affirm that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and government of the United States and of the state of Florida, and that I will well and faithfully perform the duties, so help me God. To Flowers, it's an oath before God, like his marriage vows. He said, if you're breaking other vows such as a wedding vow, what would stop an employee from breaking the oath as a state officer? This was the statement he uttered a few hours into his swearing-in ceremony as Indian River County Sheriff. These values and many more are the reasons why Sheriff Eric has been rocking the internet world and making various headlines. For one, the so-called marital values vow seems to be all false as the sheriff resumes affair and his wife files for divorce. The internet was once excited to see him raising the bars in offices, displaying a higher level of morality, and getting many to understand the importance of family values. However, it was so sickening to see the whole thing go down the drain within the space of a year. This reflects how putting trust in humans can be disappointing and the effects that infidelity carries. His wife, Rachel, filed for divorce as she hired a reputable family law attorney, Maggie McCain, to help her walk out of her irretrievably broken 10 years of marriage. Given that the family also has a son who has autism, they want to work in his best interest by seeking out child support. Plus, she is requesting that her maiden name should be put in place. This doesn't come as a surprise, as infidelity has been the number one reason many families in Florida put an end to marriages. It is also important to note that neither the jilted husband nor Flowers' paramour is known by the public, and they remained anonymous. Rumors have it that the affair was interrupted as it took over the internet, and the sheriff resumes affair within a month at tendering his apologies. Moreover, both Flowers and his wife are yet to announce publicly the divorce filing. McCain claims her client will love to be left alone at this time. While the sheriff, together with his online reputation managers, have refused to answer any queries nor reply to any email in regards to it, the information has been kept secret from the public eye, even though the public will always have a way of fishing them out. Sheriff resumes affair, the bridge in trust, the family is hurt. He lost the trust of the public not only because of the family values he claimed to cherish so fondly, but also his commitment to his office. The jilted husband was dejected as he said he thought he assumed that he and his wife are working towards saving their marriage, only for it to simply last for a month. The love escapades begin again after the empty public apology tender by the sheriff. Sheriff resumes affair just only a month after by purchasing burner cell phones that allow the lovers to communicate secretly. The husband also claimed she accepted a ticket to a music festival at Fort Lauderdale Beach, which he only got to know in March. This shows they are not only chatting secretly but have also been seen secretly. Well, they can't deceive their partners and the public forever. What's more, as Sheriff resumes the affair with his lover, the husband couldn't help but stormed his office, calling him a lying, cheating sob and expressing his disappointment. Well, we can't expect more from a heartbroken man. However, the request for the surveillance footage claiming his visit to the sheriff department was never given. This further shows that the sheriff's intention was to make the confrontation discreet. The first pew.